This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. A standalone bill allowing year-round E15 sales is expected to come before the House this week, but the legislation is arriving there under growing frustration from many ag state lawmakers. Speaker Mike Johnson removed E15 language from the larger farm bill package during negotiations to secure support from oil state Republicans and move other legislative priorities forward. Now some lawmakers from both parties, including representatives from major ag states like Iowa, are voicing concerns about whether leadership will ultimately follow through on promises to bring the standalone bill to the floor. We'll hear more after this.
Stay ahead of the curve with Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where we break down how the latest agricultural news impacts the overall ag economy. Our broadcast team connects with commodity groups across the state and the country, bring you the latest updates and insights on how this information will affect Iowa's bottom dollar. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate and visit us online at iowaagnet.com for all the economic insights you need to thrive.
Despite tensions and reassurances, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said he continued to strongly support year-round E15. That support carries extra weight because Thompson's Pennsylvania district includes both historic oil production and refinery interests.
Well, E15 is a separate bill. There was a lot of strategies discussed on E15, year-round E15. I'm very supportive of that. And I say that with some authority. I represent the very first oil well in the world, in this country anyways, in 1859, Drake Well, and longest continuing operating oil refinery, 1864, still going strong in McKean County, Bradford, McKean County. And so that was, I think, the strategy leadership settled on was that was going to be a separate bill, whether it would be MERV'd or merged at some point with the farm bill. That's yet to be seen. But it is included. That's included with the package of bills that the Rules Committee has dispensed with.
No matter how much support there is on the Ag Committee, Thompson says the issue ultimately is outside of their jurisdiction and involves House leadership and the Energy and Commerce Committee, which it obviously passed.
I've been very clear. It does not fall under the jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee. It falls under Energy and Commerce. And despite my being very supportive of it, I've been kind of hands-off. I've said all along that's a decision above my pay grade. That's Energy and Commerce Committee would need to sign off on that, which appears they must have, and leadership would have to take some initiative with that.
Even with concerns and reactions from many ag lawmakers in both chambers of Congress about how the process unfolded, Thompson says the policy itself still carries broad benefits for both ag and consumers.
But it'll be good for farmers if we do that. Good for the environment, good for consumers, bring down the price of gas. And I think good for, I know there's some investment concerns with some of the refineries, but at the end, it's value added to that petroleum product of gasoline. So I think it's actually good for everybody.
Supporters of year-round E15 argue the policy would provide long-term certainty for fuel retailers and ethanol producers while expanding market access domestically for corn growers. The issue remains especially important across the Midwest, where many farm groups and ag lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have spent years pushing for permanent nationwide access to E15 instead of relying on temporary seasonal waivers. Now the attention turns to whether House leadership follows through on bringing the standalone bill up for a final vote this week. It seems to have enough support on both sides of the aisle to easily overcome the oil state concerns, but that remains to be seen. It's all in the hands of Speaker Johnson. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.